music from 1 a.m. BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Mike Joyce in for Guy Garvey.
The ceremony is about to begin.
Thank you. All right, indeedy. That is The Doors with Break On Through. That's a Bossa Rocker remix. Fantastic, that, isn't it? And, yeah, welcome to Guy Garvey's Finest Hour. Of course, Guy Garvey's still away. You're with me now, Mike Joyce, for the next couple of hours. I'm going to be bringing you loads of great new stuff and some classics as well. I'm going to be playing a couple of tracks from the Blueprint Sessions as well, an I Am Clute track. Actually, to be more precise, it's Johnny Bramwell just on his own, but it's an absolute belter from the album Sky at Night. And also a track from Outfit, a great Liverpool band that I met last week. I made a bit of a session out of them also, Mike. Chucking a cheeky request as well. So let's kick off with a bit of Siggy Ross, and this is Hoppy Polar. That is Sigur Rós, and that's Hoppipola. And I was going to play, actually, a version that's from the live album, Inni. I don't think that's it, actually, but never mind. Yeah, because the live album was recorded at Alexandra Palace over a couple of nights last year, and it's an incredible film, and I've just seen some of the clips of it, and it's so beautifully filmed, and it really suits the kind of style of music. Now, they've been booked for the festivals later on in the year. I've never seen Sigur Rós, and I really do need to go and see them, because some of the footage that I've seen, I think they played at... was it a gig at down in London? Yeah, the was it the Albert Hall that they might have played? Anyway, sorry, I'm just thinking out loud. Anyway, yeah, they look absolutely brilliant live. I'm going to have to go and check them out, but you do need to get hold of that album. It's a fantastic album. It's called Inni, I-N-N-I. Now, I want to play some Little Dragon, because I do like Yukimi Nagano. She's a fantastic vocalist, and she's done some great collaborations as well. I think last time I was on, I played Subtract, and that was Wildfire, I think the track's called, and that went down very well with you. So I've I found this little beauty, and I hope you like this too, but check out, I know, I'm always going on about how good the drums are. I mean, you don't really need to be told how good the drums are, but I am doing again, but they're a bit special on this one. I do love the drums on this. This is Scale It Back, and this is DJ Shadow with Little Dragon.
My feet follow her outside.
wonderful, that, isn't it? That is Scale It Back, and that's DJ Shadow and Little Dragon. And I said before, she's done some great collaborations with Subtracts. If you haven't heard that track, it's a track called Wildfire. Absolutely brilliant track. And also anything that she does with Little Dragon is very good indeed as well. And that's on the album The Less You Know, The Better. Now, Mark Lanigan from Screaming Trees and Quatsa as well, Queens of the Stone Age, has got a new album out. And I'm going to play you a track from that. This is from the album The Less You Know, The Better. And, sorry, it's not, actually. It's... close, but it's from Blues Funeral. And anyway, this is Mark Lanigan with the Gravedigger Song. Stuff that, isn't it? That's the Mark Lanigan Band and a track called The Grave Digger's Song, and that's from the album Blues Funeral. Now, he's got some tour dates in UK in March and some European dates, and also in the US until May. But what the sound on his voice is, it's pretty terrifying. You can see why it worked for Queens of the Stone Age, can't you? Okay, you're listening to me, Mike Joyce, standing for Guy Garvey for the next hour and a half. And business will be resumed as normal next week. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to play a little bit of a little request that came through. Somebody wanted to hear some Tears for Fears. So I'm kind of two birds with one stone, because I wanted to play some Dutch Uncles. So we've got Everybody Wants to Rule the World, which is by the Dutch Uncles, coming up after this.
Six Music News.
I'm Elizabeth Olker, music news journalist for Six Music. If a big story happens,
whether that's the winner of the Mercury Prize being announced,
the winner is PJ Harvey,
the latest from the Brit Awards or Glastonbury, we can be the first to be there
and to interview the people involved and get this back on Six Music.
Trying to figure out where music, nature and technology meet.
Recently, I interviewed Alex Turner and he told me that he wanted to write the theme tune for the next Bond film.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to do a Bond tune, yeah.
The next day, it was in the tabloids, online music sites, fan sites, but we had it first.
The Six Music News Daily Download.
Available for free at the Six Music website.
Mike Joyce on Six Music.
Dutch Uncles with their version of Everybody Wants to Rule the World, and that was requested by Becca Tobin. Well, like I said before, she wanted to hear Tears for Fears version, but I thought, yeah, hopefully she'll like the Dutch Uncles version. I do a lot. I know that they were playing that on the festival circuit last year, and a lot of people were saying should put that out. Now, I'm not too sure they've actually put it out. I got sent it by the lovely management there from Dan Parrott. But anyway, they've got on the way over to America for the first time. They're going to be playing South by Southwest, which I think is about March 16th, something around then. And good luck to them over there anyway. I hope they have a great time. But it's a good choice, Becker. I hope you did like the Dutch Uncles version. Okay, I'm going to play a bit of Civil Wars now. This is a track called I've Got This Friend. Isn't it? That's the Civil Wars with I've Got This Friend. And I sound like that in my own head when I'm singing. And in fact, I was just doing a bit of singing then, but I've got my headphones on and I think people in the room are starting to hide away. Maybe it didn't sound that bad, I don't know. But what an absolutely beautiful voices they've both got. Now, I saw a clip of them on Jules Holland and they were playing that track. And go and fish that out and have a look. Not now, obviously, but at some point in the future. Go and have a look at the stunning vocal technique that they both got. The kind of pulling off the mic and things like that, using all the kind of technical jargon here now, but absolutely brilliant voices. And that's the Civil Wars with I've Got This Friend. They're playing the UK in March and then some European dates as well. Okay, here's a bit of classic Wire for you. This is Outdoor Miner.
No blind spots in the leopard's eyes can only help to jeopardize the lives of lambs that shed the cry. Silverfish, eternal dust, less ticklish than the clean room. I have
That is Wire with Outdoor Miner. And it sounds as fresh as the day it was recorded. That if that came out now, everyone would be rushing out to buy it. Fantastic. Over 30 years old, that track. And they had an album out last year called Red Barked Tree. That sounded really good as well. And I know that to the favourites of Six Music, I think they've done quite a few sessions. I know they've definitely done a few sessions for Mark, because he's always talking about him every time I see him. All right, here's a new one for you. This is Zula Winter with Never Leave. Zula Winter with Never Leave, London five-piece on Double Denim Records, same stable mates as Outfit, and going to be playing a Blueprint session for them later on. We're talking of Blueprint sessions, this is the first of your two Blueprint sessions this week. This is, well, there's tracks from the album Sky at Night, but it's actually just Johnny Bramwell on his own without the rest of the band from I Am Clue, and it's an absolute beauty. This is To The Brink.
Do you fancy a drink? I know a place called The Brink. Do you wanna go there? I can buzz off your smile. There may be people you know there. They've got no rule of thumb, so on the counter I strum with my fingers. I adore the surprise, tomorrow's sunrise, so I'll linger. And I raise a glass, a smile or two. The stuff strips the light from your bones. And I would like to leave with you, but I stay alone. You're the guy on the bus who's not quite one of us. You hear laughter, they won't let you in, 'cause everyone knows what you're after. So you wear the disguise of your brilliant eyes, drenched in flamboyance. And you sit by the bar, much to everyone else's annoyance. And I raise a glass, a smile or two. This stuff strips the light from your bones. And I would like to leave with you, but I stay alone. A smile or two. This stuff strips the light from your bones. And I would like to leave with you, but this stuff strips the light. This stuff strips the light. Stuff strips the light from your bones. From your bones.
Gosh, yeah. I mean, how heartfelt is that, really? Incredible guy. You know, he's a really, really good bloke. It's amazing, really. It's not amazing, but it's just lovely that when you meet a kind of, he's a bit of a hero of mine, really. I kind of keep it a bit quiet and I just kind of go and see him in concert. And then when I met him, we did that session. He's just such a lovely bloke. And I mean, he's pouring his heart out, really, a lot of the time. And it's just such incredible wordsmith. And he's doing some little one-off gigs as well as Johnny Bramwell. And I'm not too sure where they are, but you can find out yourselves, can't you, folks? Just put in Johnny Bramwell, I'm Clute, and I'm sure you'll find it. So that's the first of the Blueprint sessions. Today I'm going to have Outfit a little bit later on, and then coming up after this trail we've got a cracker from Julian Cope, a bit of Reynard the Fox.
Welcome, are you sitting comfortably?
Yeah.
Let's get to know the real Sean Keighley.
Yeah, fire away.
What keeps you awake at night?
Well, I can't remember the password to my email account. I thought it was Zeppelin24, but it's not.
If you weren't a radio presenter, what would you be?
I always fancy being an estate agent, actually. They get decent commission, don't they? They always turn themselves out very well. I'd love one of those free liveried little cars that they drive around in as well. They're cool, aren't they?
And where do you see yourself in 5 years' time?
Honestly, here, doing the same old thing. We might change the name of a couple of the features, but Otherwise, it'll be the same.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
That was quite boring, wasn't it? I'll try and be a bit more exciting on the show. Obviously, I can't make any promises.
Weekday mornings from 7.
6.
Music.
Mike Joyce on 6 Music.
When the smell of terror brings a thousand eyes, the red men come again. They kill my children and they kill my wife, and then they leave me bleeding. Finally dead, just freaking out, bleeding. Stoned in the gutter, empty of my collar. I'm fried, fried, taken to the side, body twitched from side to side. I'm fried, fried, taken to the side. And snow, when the call up sounds to the real indeed. But do you really want to know how we rode into freedom on whimsy and greed? And greed said, your time is over. I don't see any gallant calls, I don't see any sharp prefects said to leave me bleeding, 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 bleeding. And fly, fly, take to the side, body twitch from side to side. And cry, cry, take to the side. And breathes freely. To the south he could see Polesworth, and to the north he could just make out the ruins of the priory where Joss and I played cricket as children. We were only 3 miles away, probably drinking tea and talking,
sitting by the coffin,
at the same time as he was taking the Stanley knife out of the bag.
Sitting by the coffin.
He pushed the point into his stomach.
Oh no.
Until the light shone right through.
His father's not a sinner no more. Oh no. His father's not.
And then he reached down
and he took the bag.
It's a plastic bag
with plastic handles
and plastic sides.
And
he fell his guts on the
stage.
Incredible stuff. That is Julian Cope with Reynard the Fox. And I did some work with Julian Cope, and when we played that track at the Royal Court in Liverpool, it was very kind of, we just didn't know what it was going to do. Volatile, I suppose, is the word that you'd say, and when he's on stage appearances, which was great, very entertaining, for not only for the crowd, but for us as well. Anyway, he used to have, I don't know if you remember, he used to have a microphone that he had built, a microphone stand, to be more precise, and he got on top of this microphone, and when he was singing that song, and there's a bit about taking a plastic bag, he actually took a plastic bag out of his pocket and put it over his head, and then started breathing in and out really quickly, and we didn't know what to do. And it kind of, as a drummer, it was great because I'm watching everything. The people at the front at first thought it was quite funny. And go, oh, look, Kofi's being a bit weird. And as the bag went closer and closer to his face, and all the air was expelled from the bag that was stuck over his face, and he fell off the microphone stand, and we all just kind of just started going crazy. And it was that kind of borderline between this is exciting or I'm thinking I'm getting a bit scared now. I'm not too sure this is a good idea. But he used to do many daft things. Not daft things. That's really kind of disparaging remark about his artistry. He's a daft thing, him. But he did some amazing things. I remember when we played at the Apollo, and we were playing trampoline, and we started the intro, and he disappeared. And then he came, we had a radio mic, and he just went quiet for about 30 seconds, a minute, and he came in really out of time, and then all of a sudden he appeared. And then when we came up, we said, where did he go? And he said, I ran up to the toilets down the side of the Apollo and ran inside the toilet, and there's a bloke there having a wee. And I just started singing to him. And I said, what did he do? He said, we went everywhere. He said, it was just, I just could not believe that he'd come to see Julian Cope. He'd just gone to for a quick wee. And there he was standing beside him singing. But an absolute star, Julian Cope, a great bloke, another great person as well. And, people, when I've worked with him, people say, oh, what's he like to work with? He's brilliant. He's great. I mean, of course, he had some moments, but he's a really interesting, incredibly interesting character. And there's a website as well that you can go to, www.headheritage.co.uk, just to find out what he's up to. But he's a diamond, as you say. Now, last week I played a track by Pepe Deluxe, and Night and Day. It was a different remix that I played last week, and I want to play the original because I think it's worth it. This is from the album Queen of the Wave. This is Pepe Deluxe with A Night and a Day.
A newcomer, a strange newcomer. The dearest thought of bird is deep down there, deep green hollow. The whole of the fairy said a word of a bird is something to follow. So I was away, a night and a
la 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 la
Yeah, all right, have you finished? That is Pepe Deluxe with A Night and a Day, and that's from the album Queen of the Wave. Okay, let's have a little bit of Big Old Deal, Dynamite with E equals MC squared.
Music.
That is The Freshies with I'm In Love With A Girl on a certain Manchester Megastore checkout desk, which was originally Virgin, and of course they weren't too happy about it. And that's featuring, of course, the late, great Chris Seavey. And they're trying to organise a statue in his honour in Timperley. A £60,000 bronze statue, would you believe? And obviously they're going to need some money to do that, and they've got a gig coming up at the Jabba's Clegg, 31st of March. Badly Drawn Boy, Ron Markey Smith, and the Fall Disco Mums, Mike Garry, great Manchester poet, and loads of other things. I think I'm on it as well. But get yourselves down there, and if you can't make that down, you're not from Manchester, and then go to Frankfest. Just put in Frankfest, you'll find it, and maybe you can stick a few pennies in there to help that, get that money for that statue. All right, there's a bit of errors for you. This is Pleasure Palaces. Is Errors with Pleasure Palaces, and that's the radio edits, but there's a stonking 6.5 minute version it's hanging around somewhere, and it's I wanted to play it, but I thought, well, we need to get two for the price of one, really. But it's, you get the idea. What a great tune that is, and that's from the album Have Some Faith in Magic, and there's a great video that accompanies that as well. It's fascinating. I can't remember who made it. I did write it down somewhere, but I can't find it anyway, but it's a great video. Have a look at your leisure later on, make a note of that. Pleasure Palaces, and that's That's a band called Error, Scottish band on Rock Action Records, I think they have, Mogwai's label, I think you'll find. All right, here's a bit of Alabama Shakes with Hold On. Alabama Shakes with Hold On. Hallelujah. How fantastic is that? Perfect. And that's going to be on their debut album, I'm pretty sure. And in April, that's coming out on Rough Trade. Now, they just played 3 gigs in London and the Boston Arms, I think it was. Can't remember. Anyway, they played 3 gigs and that was it, really. And then they went off, and I think they're in Europe at the moment, but they're on a big US tour as well. But we're looking at May, I think, to go and see them live, and they're just going to rip it apart, aren't they, really? I've got their EP. That's actually from the EP. Hold On. And yeah, all the tracks are absolutely fantastic. Okay, let's have the second track from the Blueprint Sessions. Earlier on, you heard a bit of Iron Clue, well, to Johnny Bramwell to be precise. And now we're going to have some Outfit, a great Liverpool band, and this is a track called Two Islands. Outfit with Two Islands, and that's the last of your Blueprint sessions. How good are they? Brilliant, aren't they? I'm so glad I got them in for a session. Yeah, I've been into that that tune for quite some time. I heard it for the first time, and it was last November or something like that. They've only been going since last January, I think. But what a band, my favourite new band at the moment. And if you want to find out a little bit more about them, it's quite difficult. Trust me, you're not the only one that's finding difficulty with it, especially when their website's www.everynightidressupasyou.com. Yeah, nothing about Outfit there. But that's one of the titles of one of the tracks, actually. And if you have a look at that website, there's two tracks that they've put down there. So I think they're nearly 50 minutes long, and you can download them for free and do. It's an experience. What a great band. I mean, I wish them loads of luck. I think they're going to go in the studio, actually, and start recording. They just toured. They just finished touring in end of February, I think it was. And they're just about to do their debut album, which I'm really looking forward to, because I heard another couple of tracks that they played as well. So, good luck to Outfit. And that's the last of your Blueprint sessions. All right, what we're going to have now, we're going to have a bit of Danny Sack versus Scroobius Pip with Letter from God to Man coming up after this trail.
BBC introducing with Tom Robinson.
Sign out. 4 hours of your favourite streaming tunes by unsigned, undiscovered and under the radar artists. I'm a big fan of the DIY ethic. The most important thing about this show is that you don't need insider contacts to get played. We've got a public page on the Six Music website where anybody can tell us about their favourite online tunes, their own or anybody else's. Every single suggestion gets listened to, and if we like it, we play it. It's as simple as that. We always give out the artists' homepages on air because we're not only trying to put listeners in touch with new music, but also put musicians in touch with new listeners.
BBC introducing with Tom Robinson. Available now at the Six Music website.
Mike Joyce.
BBC Six Music.
This is a letter from God to man. It says, "Hey there, how's it going? Long time no see. I know I haven't been around much lately, but it didn't seem like you wanted me to be. The last time I sent down a message, you nailed it to the cross, so I figured I'd just leave you to it, let you be your own boss. But I've been keeping an eye on you, I have, and it's amazing how you've grown. All your technological advances and the problems you've overthrown. All the beautiful art you've created with such grace and such finesse. But I must admit there are a few things I'm afraid have impressed me less. So I'm writing to apologise for horrors committed in my name. Although it was never what I intended, I feel I should take my share of the blame. Not the good I tried to was corrupted when organised religion got into full swing. What I thought were quite clear messages were taken to unusual extremes. My teachings were taken out of context to meet the agendas of others. Interpretations taken in different ways, hidden meanings discovered. Religion became a tool for the weak to control the strong. With all these new morals and ethics, survival of the fittest was gone. No longer could the biggest man simply take whatever he needed, cause damnation was the price. If certain rules were not heeded, some of the deeds committed in my name made me wonder I went wrong. Back at the start when I created this, the foundation seemed so strong. See, all the elements were already here. Long before I began, I just kind of put them all together. I didn't really think out a long-term plan. I made the sun an appropriate distance, laid the stars across the sky, so you could navigate this globe, or watch a sunrise. I covered the earth with plants and fruit, some for sustenance, some for beauty. Made the sunshine and clouds rain, so their maintenance wasn't your duty. Try to give each creature own attributes, about making them enveloped. Gave you all your own space to grow, in your own way space to develop. I didn't know that such developments were called rifts and jealousy, caused you to war against each other, leave marks this planet indelible. But you see, I wasn't a creator, I was more the curator of nature. And I'm stepping straight with homosexuals right now. I don't hate ya. I was a simple being that happened to be the first to use such powers. But I just laid the ground. It was you that built the towers. It was you that invented bombs and the fear that comes with them. It was you that invented money and the corrupt economic systems. You invented terms like just war and terms like friendly fire. It was you that didn't know where.
That is Dan Lissack versus Scroobius Pip, Letter from God to Man. And they're playing at Wembley Arena with Frank Turner and Billy Bragg on April the 13th, if you fancy having a bit of that. Okay, here's a band that I'm really looking forward to, their new album that should be coming out this year, hopefully, fingers crossed. And this is from the first album, and this is Delphic, and this is Doubt.
Everything just to start at the ending. I found another face to show. Just because what you say is what will go. In a life gone by that I hadn't lost, I'm missing the better times that I hadn't lost. When you're near me, I get tired. When you follow, when you speak, what you say is what will go.
That is Delphic with Doubt, and that's from their first album, Acolyte. Fantastic album, fantastic people as well. And it was I saw them at Chorlton in Manchester, a small little club, probably about 20, 30 people. And then the last time I saw them was at the Ritz, and it was sold out. Lovely to see that, especially when people really deserve it like they do. Incredibly talented lads, all of them. And I love Dan Thieman as well. Dan Thieman, one of the best drummers Manchester's ever produced, from Delphic. And yeah, they're in the studio, I think, at the moment. They've not too sure which producer they're going to use, but I've heard that all the songs are ready to go, so as soon as they get a producer in place, then I'm sure the gigs will start coming, and I can't wait. I can't wait to see them playing live. Okay, let's have a bit of Girls, shall we? This is Vomit from it's a dreadful name of a track, isn't it? From the album Father, Son and Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
That is Girls with Vomit. Wonderful title for a track. And that's from the incredible album Father, Son and Holy Ghost. I saw them live at the Ritz last year and they were wonderful. I saw them a couple of years ago, actually, when they were promoting the first album, Girls, and a completely different band. I know that they've been augmented by, obviously, with some singers there, but also I think they've got some different musicians in as well. And it's a bigger sound, as you can hear from there. But in terms of live as well, it's absolutely fantastic. If you get a chance to go and see them, then do. And I think they're in the US at the moment, so if you're listening to this stateside, then get out there and go and have a look if you haven't done already. Okay, here's a little bit of Toro y Moi with Still Sound.
We'll be right back.
Sorry, I just wanted to leave that last bit on the end because I love that little key change. Remember when you used to listen to records and you used to turn it up to 10 just as it was fading out, and sometimes you'd hear somebody say something or you'd hear like a little riff or something like that, and you'd be like, oh, never heard that before, never heard that before. And sorry, that's why I left that on there. That's Toro et Moi and Still Sound, a.k.a. Chaz Bundick. And if you go to www.toroetmoi.blogspot.com, I'll spell that, T-O-R-O-Y, M-O-I, moi, .blogspot.com. And you can download loads of his stuff for free. And he's great, isn't he? Really good indeed. Okay, I'm going to play in there. I'm going to play next. I'm going to keep it a little bit funky, actually. A bit of the Phenomenal Hand Clap Band, and that's coming up after this trail.
It's important that Six Music plays underground music or undiscovered music, because no one else does. We deserve a medal, and one day I'm sure we'll get one.
This is Mark Riley.
If I like a record, I play it. If I really, really like it, I ask him in for a session. It's a very complicated system I dreamt up myself.
Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
Six Music.
I work along the lines of, if you don't like what's on now, hopefully you will like what's coming up straight afterwards. Hence a 10-minute Genesis track back-to-back with some Japanese black metal, or maybe the new single from the Jim Jones Review. People should be interested in the show because it's full of interesting music. I mean, the fact that a dullard presents it probably takes some of the sheen off, but you can't have everything, eh?
Mark Riley on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Mike Joyce on 6 Music.
Savings and loan, we're speaking loudly and we're clearly on a megaphone. There's a red can, there's a blue can, there's a bright white can. There's a red can, there's a blue can, there's a bright white can. So take your left thumb and twist it in your right hand. You can see the dress around it, so just turn yourself in. We ain't asking again. We brought a lot of patience, but it's all wearing thin. take your left thumb and twist it in your right hand. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. All that money still riding the bus.
That is the phenomenal Handclap Band with 15 to 20, and they are phenomenal when you go and see them live. An incredible band. I saw them a couple of years ago, it was last year, I think, and yeah, absolutely brilliant players and very groovy. And they've got a new album out called Form Control, which is just as good as well. So if you see them play near you, then go and have a look. They're very good indeed. Right, I'm going to play you a track from a band that's going to be part of the Six Music's 10th birthday celebrations. This is a bit of Gruff Wreath with Shark Ridden Waters.
Un momento, ho le scarpe.
Non danza.
Happy
Fantastic outro. That is Gruff Reese with Shark Ridden Waters. And that's from the album Hotel Shampoo. And he actually built a little hotel out of shampoo and soaps because he was collecting them all from all the places that we stayed, hotels, obviously. And he collected so many. I think it's a little bit of an art installation because I saw he actually built it himself. It's only it's like a little kennel, but in the kind of made out of soaps and things like that. It's very nice indeed. Okay, yeah, anyway, I told you before, he's playing at the Six Music's 10th birthday party along with Anna Calvi, Beth Jeans. I thought it was Horton. I think it's Houghton, actually. Beth Jeans, Houghton, and the Hooves of Destiny. And also another band that I'm going to play in a minute, but I'll tell you about that in a minute. And that's on the at the Queen Elizabeth Hall in London on Friday the 16th of March, starting from 7pm. Let's see if I can fit this one in. This is a bit of Swell Maps with Red About Seymour. That is Swell Maps with Red About Seymour. Okay, that's it, kids. I'm done. Just leaves me to thank, of course, Michelle, who's been looking after me, and Mike today, and, of course, Guy and everybody at the Six Music Station. Don't worry, it's not all going to get kind of award ceremony. I just want to say thanks very much for giving me the opportunity. And, yes, I'm going to leave you with a bit of Public Image Limited, who are another one of the artists playing at the Six Music's 10th birthday, along with Gruff Reese, like I just played before. And that, like I said before, that's at the Queen Elizabeth Hall in London, Friday the 16th of March from 7pm. All right, nice one, folks. See you all later.
Could be wrong, I could be right. Could be wrong, I could be wrong, I could be right. I could be black, I could be white. I could be right, I could be wrong. I could be white, I could be black. Your time has come, your second skin. The
Six Music.
From One, BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. Right now, Don Letts.
I only stopped to start again, so gather round and tell your friends that this is Culture Clash Radio. And in what's become a Sunday night, Monday morning tradition, I'll be playing a chilled out selection of sounds across time, space and genres. From amongst others, Dionne Warwick, Rough Fields, Dub Colossus of Montreal, Jam and Spoon, Shaq, Bob Marley and Jonas Policewoman. And if you don't already know, there's not too much talk and even less technique, just taste and tunes. So kick back and relax with the Video Village remix of the new Justice single, On and On.
Before they break, there were none, and as it broke, there was one. From morn to sun, it goes on.